You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
When he bent over her, was she more responsive? He could not tell. By now, he desired her so much that he could not wait to touch her with the tip of his sex.
Okay, I have to stop you. This is reminding me so much of when you used to read me Dr. Seuss books.
What?
You use the same fucking voice to read a Dr. Seuss book as you do the erotica.
This is my reading voice.
It sounds like hop on pop. Pop goes up, pop goes down.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
My mother is a sex expert and cougar.
My son is a stand-up comic, a mime, and a Buddhist clown.
Together we chat about sex.
And don't ask me why.
Why do we do it, Mom?
I told you not to ask me. You explain why today.
We do it because we're trying to open up the conversation around sex.
This is a perfect example right here.
It's not talked about enough in our society. And as a result, you know, there's a lot of shame, there's a lot of stigma, sexual abuse, people don't know how to pleasure each other. So hopefully by having this conversation, we can begin to accept ourselves, accept each other.
And have a little fun.
So today we're doing something special.
This is the first time
we've ever done it. We're doing a play on My Dad Wrote a Porno. So that is a podcast that's super popular where basically this guy and his two friends read his father's erotica that he wrote, and they laugh about it. I love this podcast, and I thought, well, I'm already with my mother, might as well do a version of this called My Mom and I Read a Porno.
Right. We're going to read a porno to you guys.
And a porno is basically a British term for their erotica, I guess. I don't know why they call it My Dad Wrote a Porno. It's erotica.
It sounds better than erotica.
And it just so happens that my mom has
an assortment. Dozens.
She has a library full of erotica just at her fingertips.
Oh, yeah.
Mom, what books are you working with over here?
Well, my all-time favorite is Nancy Friday.
Show it to the camera, Moon. By the way, for those listening to the podcast, we're recording this as an Instagram Live. So right. If you follow us at Sex Talk with My Mom, you can just join the fun and you can leave a comment and we'll respond towards the end of this episode.
That's right.
Okay. That's right. So you got My Secret Garden.
Women's Sexual Fantasies. She also wrote a book called Forbidden Flowers, Men in Love.
Can I touch these books? Are there juices all over these fucking things?
This is disgusting. Fine.
When is this? This looks like from the 1960s. Is this from the 1960s?
Let me see the actual poster.
They're yellowing pages.
1973.
And they smell funky, like an old person's library.
Thank you.
What is this one?
Delta
Erotica
of Venus.
By Anise
Nin, otherwise known as Anus Nin.
Okay. Is that real?
Her name is Anise, and she was extremely popular. This book was published in, let's see, oh my God. It's
1922.
No. 1940s.
Unbelievable. So this is
way before we were both born.
Okay, what about Best Women's Erotica?
This one I'm not as familiar with.
The San Francisco Bay Guardian says it gets racier every year.
Yes.
I guess this is a yearly publication.
Yeah, so there's no lacking. And this one here.
This one has blue pages. Literally blue pages. Like so old that it's got those... that blue shading on the side.
The yuck. Sensuous Woman... And at the time, it was so racy, she didn't want to use her last name. She just said, by J. It's sort of like J.K. Rowling's type of thing.
This should be in like a museum because it looks so dated.
Okay. Excuse me, Mr.
How many times have you read this book?
Oh, hundreds. I mean, this was the only like really sexy book in college. It was published in 1969.
This is in college?
69. This was
way
before my...
Did you buy this for yourself?
Yes. In 1969, it was published, but I was like not even like, I don't know how old I was. I was like 10 or 11 years old at that point.
Okay, so we're going to read just
I don't think
a
I was reading it when I was
from,
10.
From one of these books.
Yeah, I think I found the perfect excerpt.
Okay, before we launch into the excerpt, there's a couple things that we're doing a bit differently than My Dad Wrote a Porno. So number one, we have this thing. This is a little...
a Buddhist bell.
I think it's actually Hindu. It's a Hindu bell that we're going to call the Bell of Excitement. If in any situation either of us grow excited,
or if you guys on Instagram Live grow excited, Let us know with your hearts, and then we'll
start. And we're going to start ringing this bell. I have a feeling this will not be happening for me with these books, but we'll see.
Let's do a test, you guys. If you find any of this stimulating, send us some hearts.
Okay. The people listening on the podcast don't give a shit about the hearts.
I saw another heart there.
Mom, enough with this.
Look at all the hearts that are coming in.
All right, this one.
So start ringing it.
All right, mom. Okay. All right, you have to think about the podcast people, the listeners of the podcast.
Okay, podcast listeners.
You're not listening. You're not thinking about them.
I'm thinking about you guys now.
All right. So we'll get to the Instagram Live people towards the end of this episode.
Yes.
Okay, before we launch into the episode, we also wanted to thank our sponsor, Lilo. It's the Valentine's Day season. If you want to get up to 25% off of the best vibrators in town, go to Lilo.com and Lelo.com, enter promo code KarenLee15. You'll get 15% off or more, depending on what you're getting.
And the link should also be in our bio.
In our bio on at Sex Talk with My Mom. All right. I think we should launch into this.
Our special edition of Erotica.
Okay. So this is from which book?
This is The Delta of Venus by Delta of Venus Erotica.
Venus. Nin.
By Anis Nin, okay. Otherwise known as Anus Nin.
And can you just give me the background on how you got this book?
Well, like I said, apparently it was published in the 1940s.
Was it your parents' book?
Let me tell
book?
You something. I never did, like, okay, I didn't watch any porn when I was growing up. The most I ever saw in terms of any kind of erotic photography or magazines was Playgirl. Or one time my friends and I were really young, we stole her father's Playboy. At the time, that's all we had. So I started reading erotica, which is women's sexual fantasies.
Were you getting aroused by these Playboys that you would steal from your friend's dad?
Yes, I think we did. The fact, anything that was taboo is arousing. Yeah. And at the time...
Mother's getting aroused.
And at the time, though, we were ashamed to say that, though. So we acted like, oh, this is not arousing. But I'm sure everyone was aroused by reading the Playboys, you know, because,
okay,
you know, you imagine yourself as the Playboy of the month or whatever. The Playmate of the
Playmate?
Month. Playmate? The Playmate of the month. Oversharing here.
When did you get this book?
So I purchased this book probably when I was in my late teens or early 20s or something.
What kind of store was it? Was it like an adult bookstore?
No.
So you just bought this at Barnes & Noble or something?
I'm sure that wasn't available then. It was look at that, $3.50.
What a deal. It's a deal on some dirty books.
But these dirty books are classics. So I'm going to read to you.
Okay, one more question. How many times do you think you've read this book?
This one I probably read a dozen times.
And when you would read them, are you like masturbating while reading
the shit? Oh, enough with the questions. Okay, here, Delta of Venus. I just read the back. 35 years ago, and probably, yes. Anis Nin created the female language for sexuality. She did it for a wealthy male patron. Oh. I wonder if he had a Patreon page.
I have a feeling he did not in the 1910s.
For $1 a page. He ordered her to leave out the poetry, but she simply couldn't. That's the thing. This is very poetic. The publication of Delta Venus now makes available to the rest of us the seductive, erotic, and full-bodied nature of her writing, and it reveals Anis Nin as a woman ahead of her time. And I have to say, she was way ahead of her time with this one.
Okay, very good. I also want to just mention that there are vibrators, your used vibrator sitting on our work table right now. I just want to say that.
Another reason to go to Instagram Live the next time we're on.
Have you washed these, by the way?
Of course. And by the way, Lilo has a toy cleaner.
I hope you use this. I'm not even coming close to these things.
Some of these are brand new, by the way, because Lilo just gave me a reshipment for
important
to be nice.
That your 12 other products were not enough for you.
Yes, I always like to get the latest ones, and greatest. And another great thing about Lilo is they're waterproof, they're rechargeable, and they have a guarantee if it breaks down, which mine did apparently, they'll send you a new one.
Okay, KarenLee15 at Lilo.com or in the link in our bio.
Okay.
All right.
So
let's
rouse into this story. It's called The Veiled Woman. And I didn't want to start at the beginning of the chapter. I just decided to go right to the interesting part, the middle.
Is this how you typically read it, where you just jump to the goods?
Sometimes I do, yes. How about
I have
let me ask about you.
Yeah.
Have you ever read erotica?
only when I was looking for a sponsor who wrote erotica.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't get me going.
See, women, I think, like to read more, and men are more visual.
Yeah. I would say audio, like a sexy voice, is more likely to get me going.
So the other thing you can do then, Cam, is you can be in bed with a girl and have she or you read it out loud.
No, you know, I don't think that it's like a story like this is not going to get me going at all.
We'll see.
All right. Go for it, Moon.
So we have the bell.
That's the bell of excitement.
The bell of excitement here to see if Cam gets aroused by the bell. Okay.
By the bell.
I mean, if Cam gets aroused, you will hear a bell. Or if I get, how are they going to know who gets aroused by the bell?
And we're going to have to explain.
Okay, you'll have to come up with, we should have different types of bells.
Mom, we're 15 minutes into the goddamn podcast.
George began to think that the mystery of the woman lay in her not being able to be aroused. But it was not possible. Her body promised such sensuality. The skin was so sensitive, the mouth so full. It was impossible that she should not feel. Now he caressed her continuously, dreamfully, as if he were in no hurry, waiting for the flame to be kindled in her. Just FYI, the dog just left the room.
The dog got aroused.
The dog got aroused. He's done.
He jumped off the couch and flung himself very far from us.
Gus, you got to ring a bell if you get aroused. Just don't leave the premises.
Okay.
Incidentally, if ever Deez and I are having sex, Gus literally leaves the bed. He just says, that's it. I'm out of here.
So maybe he feels that you're about to get aroused or some shit like that.
He heard the voice. He has a six. He's got a sense. Okay. Where were we? There were mirrors all around them, repeating the image of the woman lying there, her dress fallen off her breasts, her beautiful naked feet hanging over the bed, her legs slightly parted under the dress. He must tear the dress off completely, lie in bed with her, feel her whole body against his. He began to pull the dress down and she helped him. Her body emerged like that of Venus coming out of the sea. He lifted her so that she would lie fully on the bed and his mouth never ceased kissing every part of her body. Then a strange thing happened. When he leaned over to feast his eyes on the beauty of her sex, its rosiness, she quivered and George almost cried out for joy. She murmured, take your clothes off.
Wait, hold on.
Are you getting aroused? You said
no,
ring
I'm getting
bell.
Confused.
Why?
Okay, so why is he so surprised?
Because I told you I skipped to the middle of the chapter.
Well, what happened prior to this?
I don't remember.
Was he not expecting her to be aroused in this issue? I feel like she would understand what's going on at this point if he's touching her and stuff like this.
No, I think that's the whole point. She was not getting aroused and he was irritated by that. And so that's why he decided to go full throttle here.
But he was already touching her. This is when she was not into it? Is this a consensual situation?
Yes, and even if it's not, this is a fantasy. This is not reality. And a lot of fantasies
I just want to get some clarity as to what the fuck is going on.
Well, I should have probably started at the beginning of the story.
I knew it. The ADHD kicked in. You wanted to just jump to the fucking meat of the matter. I don't even know these people's names. I know George is there, but who's the woman? Who's the narrator?
Me.
No, Anus is the narrator.
Anise Nin. All right, so we continue.
I would like to read the next passage.
That's a good idea.
I'm like disgusted by these soaking. These are probably like soaking wet pages.
No, not soak. I haven't even seen these books in like 2 years.
Then a strange thing happened when he leaned over to feast his eyes on the beauty of her sex. Of her sex.
In other words, her vulva.
Who the fuck uses that term?
This is 1940s. She's
just called vaginas or pussies her,
you never
her
knew
sex?
This? Yes, no. That's what they called them
oh,
in those
man,
days.
Oh, man, I really want her sex.
They probably called it that up until 10 years ago.
Okay. It's rosiness. She quivered. And George almost cried out for joy. What a response.
George is happy that she actually started.
He almost cried out for joy?
He thought he was with a frigid bitch.
Yippee!
He thought he was with some frigid.
Hallelujah! She's actually interested in me.
Who said that?
That's what I'm picturing George crying out.
That was totally taken out of context. Nothing that he wrote, that she, Anise, is Anise a man or a woman? I'm assuming woman.
I don't know.
Yeah, woman. Nothing she wrote indicated anything about that she was aroused because she was sexually attracted to him. She was sexually aroused because of what he was doing to her.
All right. She murmured. Take your clothes off. Was it my voice that did it?
You reminded me of the one from the 11 Minutes.
Yeah, 11 Minutes by Paulo Coelho, if you haven't watched it yet or haven't listened to it.
It's an audiobook. It's a book.
That you will want to listen to. He undressed. I'm going to fix the camera real quick because you're not sitting up properly. You're getting all too comfortable over here, mother.
All right.
Okay. He undressed. Naked, he knew his power. He was more at ease naked than clothed because he had been an athlete, a swimmer, a walker, a mountain climber. This is a very athletic motherfucker.
This is one busy beaver.
An athlete, a swimmer, a walker, a mountain climber?
He sounds a little like you.
Yeah.
That doesn't say anything about... He loves yoga. He loves blowing a didgeridoo.
Yeah.
If it said, and he loves blowing the didgeridoo, what would you think?
I would say, I would...
You'd ring that bell.
Ring that fucking bell. He's into the didgeridoo. I'm into the didgeridoo. Let's fucking go. Okay. So... She looked at him. Oh, no. Sorry, I missed a line. And he knew then that he could please her. So this is a very interesting thing. The thought that you know that you can please someone is probably the main driver in all of sex. It's not about the penetration. It's not about the shit. It's all about knowing that you're connected with this other person.
It's that 99% thing going on.
It's... Eros is not between the legs. It's in between the ears. You like that?
I did. It was perfect context.
My friend's therapist told me that. My friend's therapist told him who told me. All right. You want to read the next passage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where were we, though? You didn't read very much. You just...
Well, we don't need to go that fast over here. My mom wants to get to, like,
let's
the
get
fucking...
To the, see? I'm she, going on
She
a,
wants to get to the Evelyn fucking
Wood.
Penetration...
I'm going on Evelyn
the
Wood.
The juices.
I mean, so far, this is boring, actually.
Evelyn Wood, the speed reading?
I'm speed reading through this thing. Woo! Let's get down to the good stuff.
Okay. And for those just joining us on Instagram Live, I just want to let you know that my mom and I are reading a porno. Okay, go on.
In case you were wondering.
Keep going, Mom.
What the fuck is going on here?
Keep going.
All right. I'm skipping ahead because it's taking a long time. All right.
No,
by now he is taking... Where did you leave
it? Was she pleased?
Was she pleased? When he bent over her, was she more responsive? He could not tell. By now, he desired her so much that he could not wait to touch her with the tip of his sex. His sex is a dick. Her sex is a vagina.
Why don't they use the fucking terms?
Because at that day and age, even to use that probably was very racy. But she stopped him. She wanted to kiss and fondle it.
Okay, I have to stop you. This is reminding me so much of when you used to read me Dr. Seuss books.
What?
You use the same fucking voice to read a Dr. Seuss book as you do the erotica.
This is my reading voice.
It sounds like hop on pop. Pop goes up, pop goes down.
Go, dog, go.
Go, dog, go.
Big
green
dog, little
eggs
dog.
And him.
Okay, I will try to read it more seductively.
Oh, God. I don't know if I'm necessarily asking that. I'm just commenting.
All
on the
right.
Fact that, okay.
So where was I anyway? Touch with the tip of his sex. She said about this with so... Oh, she wanted to kiss and fondle it. She said about it this with so much eagerness that he found himself with her full backside near his face. Is she... That I guess backside is now another word for... You're getting turned on by her ass in his face?
I'm hoping she farts right into it.
And able to kiss and fondle her to his content. By now, he was taken with the desire to explore and touch every nook of her body. He parted the opening of her sex with his two fingers again.
I can't deal with this, with the sex. It's so old that you don't even know what body part it's taught. You're getting rid of the whole book? We're not done here.
All right.
All right,
where
finish the paragraph. I'll take the next paragraph.
I got lost.
Oh, my God. What? Able to kiss and fondle her to his content. Now, by now, he was taken with the desire to explore and touch every nook of her body. He parted the opening of her sex with his two fingers. He feasted his eyes on the glowing skin, the delicate flow of honey, the hair curling around his fingers. Let me ask you something.
Hair?
Where did the honey come from?
Where'd the hair come from? Oh, this is way before laser laser hair removal and waxing.
You know, it's coming back in full bush.
This book would be perfect.
Are you sure he's not talking about the hair around on her head?
Yes, I'm sure of it. Because her ass was in his face. How could he talk about, unless she had very long hair?
What is the flow of honey?
The cum, not cum.
The juices.
The juices. What else? I like the flow of honey. That's kind of nice.
It's poetic as fuck, anus.
Anise.
Okay. His mouth grew more and more avid, as if it had become a sex organ in itself, capable of so enjoying her that if he continued to fondle her flesh with his tongue, he would reach some absolutely unknown pleasure. As he bit into her flesh with such a delicious sensation, he felt again in her a quiver of pleasure. You like that?
Yeah. I like a little biting, a little S&M, yeah. A little S&M going on there with the biting.
Oh my God. Now he forced her away from his sex for fear she might experience all her pleasure merely kissing him and that he would be cheated of feeling himself inside of her womb.
What does that mean? So he wouldn't let her have
now
an orgasm?
Now he forced her away from his sex for fear she might experience all her pleasure merely kissing him and that he would be cheated of feeling himself inside of her womb. First of all.
This doesn't make sense at all.
First of all, so he's pushing her away because she doesn't want her... He does not want her just to be content with the kissing. He's like, no. We need to go fuck Bonetown, USA.
Is that how you interpreted it?
Yes. And that also, by the way, he wants to be inside of her womb.
I think he thought she was going to have an orgasm just by kissing.
Well, what's the problem with one orgasm? She can have multiple.
Not everybody can have multiple orgasms.
So he's concerned. He's thinking, oh, yeah, she's just going to be one and done.
That's it.
But what about the womb situation?
Her
he
uterus?
Wants to be in her womb? What is it? He wants to be in as the child inside of the womb? He wants to go back inside the hole.
That actually makes zero sense anatomically.
It was as if...
How is anybody get into her womb? He
wants to go back in there and attach the umbilical cord.
Anise is she's very confused.
She's just that she doesn't want to use the word vagina or pussy or anything.
Apparently, but why the hell is she talking womb? Womb is where the baby is.
I don't know. I don't think she had a very good anatomical understanding.
She's a stupid idiot.
Anus.
Anise.
What's the likelihood anus is alive right now?
1940s is when she wrote it, so she had to be like 20 years old maybe. So she's about... She's dead. No, she's not dead.
She could be around.
She's
80.
like Papa's age,
80 or 90.
I wonder if Papa or Nana knew her.
I bet they were fast friends. Okay, it was as if they both had become ravenously hungry for the taste of flesh, and now their two mouths melted into each other, seeking the leaping tongues.
Leaping tongues.
I don't tend to feel this, by the way.
I don't either. That's what I'm telling you.
Do you mean you don't?
You know what I think the problem? You know what the problem is?
She's using too many euphemisms.
Too much poetry, and I think it said that on the back of the book, right?
Well, I don't
said
think
that he said she did it for a wealthy male patron for $100 a page. He ordered her to quote unquote leave out the poetry, but she simply couldn't.
But
so
as
I
a
agree
result,
with the patron.
We don't have any of the fucking. We don't have any of the explicits that you want to want so badly, mother.
Well, we're gonna get that in the other.
But
books.
Can we just also talk about the fact that at this point, Anus thinks that the two people are coming together, and just wanting to devour the two mouths melting into each other. Have you ever had that experience?
No.
I haven't either.
What does that mean?
It doesn't sound pleasurable,
first
of all.
They want to just eat each other's mouths off?
Second of all, I've never had such a kiss like that. That would be...
Oh, I've had kissing like that.
The mouth melting kisses?
Yeah.
Tongues seeking the leaping tongues?
Yeah.
We got some hearts also from the Instagram people.
Oh, heart. Instagram peeps, if you like that, give us some more hearts. I want to see that.
All right, Mom, again. With
anybody
the,
feel
Mom,
that?
It's
with
a podcast.
Leaping,
it's a fucking podcast,
right,
Mom.
All right.
Her blood was fired now.
Oh, her blood's fired.
Well, by his slowness, he seemed to have done this at last. Her eyes shone brilliantly. Her mouth could not leave his body. And finally, he took her as she offered herself opening her vulva.
Lots of hearts are coming on when it finally
Her vulva with her lovely fingers as if she could no longer wait.
Opening the vulva, you're still...
She used the word vulva there.
But it's not probably... She's probably talking about just the lips. I mean, is she referring to the vaginal opening, or is she talking about just the lips, or is she talking about the whole thing?
She's putting both fingers in and using them like a OBGYN would do, clamp that shit open.
could you read that last line again? I need an explanation, Anise.
All right. And finally he took her, as she offered herself, opening her vulva with her lovely fingers as if she could no longer wait.
All right. We need a little more clarity.
Opening the vulva like this. Even then, they suspended their pleasure and she felt him quietly enclosed. Does that mean they're fucking?
Yes. And so it's part of the vulva is the vagina, but why didn't they just say opened the vag?
I don't know how this got you off in the 1950s or whatever the fuck you found this.
Desperados. First of all. In the 1950s, I was probably 2 years old. So what the fuck are you talking about?
No, you were not born yet.
I was born in 58.
Okay, so you were so likely not born.
I was not reading Anise Nin then, okay, in the 40s when she put this thing out.
Okay.
But that being said, I'm still concerned about, I guess vulva works because the vagina is part of the vulva.
How did this become a study of the language of the time as opposed to a real study of this
book? All right, go on.
You want to read the next paragraph?
Yes.
By the way, guys, we're coming close to the end of the chapter.
I know you're going
to
be very depressed.
Enjoying this. I think it really is going to be the climax where we see...
Climax. No pun intended.
The climax.
All right. So far, have you rang the bell?
No, because I still don't even know the woman's name. At this point, I only know George's.
Okay. I could see that being an issue. All right. So where were we here?
I don't know what the woman looks like. I don't know what her motivation was in this scene.
That's because I skipped to the end.
All I know is the fact that George was into her first, and then he started touching her sex. And next thing you know,
his
she's
sex
dripping
in it.
Honey.
Yes. Then she pointed to the mirror and said, laughing, ha, ha, ha. That was me adding the laughter track. Look, it appears as if we were not making love, as if I were merely sitting on your knees. And you rascal, you have had it.
You added rascal.
No,
there.
You rascal.
Oh my God.
It does say you rascal. Ha ha ha. And I'm not even adding the laughing track because it says here, she said laughing. Look, it appears as if you were not making love, as if I were merely sitting on your knees and you rascal. You have had it inside me all the time, and you're even quivering. I can't bear it any longer, this pretending I have nothing inside. Do you think he had a really small dick or something?
No, I think he's just holding out. At this point, I would have come.
What?
At this point, it's so much teasing and shit like that.
You would have come at the hello, my name is George.
Okay, go on.
It's burning me up. Move now, move. So at that point, who's moving?
Move now, move, she, a.k.a. fuck me.
She threw herself over him so that she could gyrate around his erect penis, deriving from this erotic dance a pleasure which made her cry out, and at the same time, a lightning flash of ecstasy tore through George's body.
Look at that.
Simultaneous orgasms possibly going on
here. No, they
did
not. It does not say that. There's not even a mention of orgasm.
Despite,
by the way, can I mention that... I think I'm familiar with this when the eyes are ravenous and wanting the other person. This is a very familiar experience for me. I'm not kidding. What is so funny about that?
I think it's familiar to most people.
It's not. It's a very animalistic feeling.
It's a good feeling. You're going to ring the bell?
All right.
The eyes were ravenous, so
I just want to also take a quick moment to acknowledge our dog, which is now quivering underneath the table.
He's like, why am I in the middle of this porno thing?
Okay, go on.
Is he like...
Gus is aroused.
Gus is definitely aroused.
Which, by the way, is a tiny dog that we call Big Dick Gus.
Because he has the largest dick of any dog I've owned.
Okay.
I don't know where that thing comes from, but sometimes I'm scared it's never going back in.
Okay.
All right. Okay,
I actually think that this is a problem for dogs. Sometimes it gets caught out there.
It could be.
I think it is.
Can you imagine if your dick was caught out and then you can't push it back in and you had to go to the doctor?
Oh, my God.
What if the vet had to push your dog's dick back in? That would be a terrible job.
Oh.
Okay. Ah, let's see. Despite the intensity of their lovemaking, when he left, what? That's the end of it? She did not ask him his name. Well, we still don't know her name either. She did not ask him to return.
Hold the fucking phone.
That was how they left that, us.
Wait, this was it?
Yeah.
This was it? Are you fucking kidding me, anus? She threw herself over him so that he could gyrate around his erect penis, deriving from this erotic dance a pleasure which made her cry out, and at the same time, a lightning flash of ecstasy tore through George's body.
What about her body?
Despite the intensity of their lovemaking, when he left, she did not ask him his name. We got two sentences of sex.
It's like a Tinder date.
What the fuck is that bullshit? My sex lasts longer than that. What the fuck is it? She gyrates around his erect penis and that's it.
Nothing is mentioned of her clit.
What?
This was in the days of Freud. They didn't talk at all about the... Speaking of that...
Get this vibrator out of here.
This vibrator is one for the clit and one for the G-spot. She only got her G-spot aroused there. She did not get anything. It doesn't sound like he touched that clit. And as a matter of fact, I'm not even sure he was in the vagina.
All we know is that a lightning flash of ecstasy tore through George's body.
And still, she doesn't know George's name.
Well, she cried out it, apparently.
She cried out, "I love you, you unknown stranger."
Despite the intensity of their lovemaking, when he left, she did not ask him his name.
What do you think that's
all about? She did not ask him to return. She did not ask him for his cell phone number, his email address, or any form of social media.
Not even if we can be friends on Facebook.
None of that.
You know, I've had a situation where I had sex with a guy, and I remember him like not asking for my phone number. And I'm like, why didn't you ask me for my phone number? And he's like, well, I'm not going to call you. I'm like...
He said, "I'm not going to call you."
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah.
He was bored. I mean, no. He was done.
No, but he was being honest.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was recent.
No, it was recent. I've been with D's for 11 years. How it was, recent? It could
was,
have
well,
been?
It was before D's. I mean,
it was before D's and after Dad.
Wow.
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
He was a very famous athlete.
Oh, that's so. You wanted to give him the number.
I don't know why either.
And he didn't give a flying fuck.
He barely spoke English.
Oh my God.
Which is kind of. Hot in itself.
I don't need to hear about the fucking famous athlete. All right. All right. I'm going to finish this paragraph and then hand it. You guys, bear with us. We got a few more paragraphs here that are very short because apparently the sex is over. I can't fucking believe it.
Can I mention the dog is licking my toes now?
Disgusting. All right. Despite the intensity of their lovemaking, when he left, she did not ask him for his name. She did not ask him to return. She gave him a light kiss on his almost painful lips and sent him away. Why painful lips at this point?
Yeah, why were they painful? Because he was doing so much kissing and shit.
So much melting.
Yeah.
For months, the memory of this night haunted him, and he could not repeat the experience with any woman. Oh, wow.
The key is then to withhold, apparently.
He put it into Spank Pank, and that was it.
What?
One day, he encountered a friend who had just been paid lavishly for some articles and invited him to have a drink. He told George the spectacular story of a scene he had witnessed. He was spending money freely in a bar when a very distinguished man approached him and suggested a pleasant pastime. Observing a magnificent love scene, and as George's friend happened to be a confirmed voyeur, the suggestion met with an instant acceptance. He had been taken to a mysterious house into a sumptuous apartment and concealed in a dark room.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Where he had seen a nymphomaniac making love with an especially gifted and potent man.
No way.
Way.
Are you
Holy
telling me?
Holy fucking shit.
Wow. So our...
A whole turn of events.
Oh my God. What a twist.
Wait, what is your understanding of what happened here?
My understanding is this nymphomaniac, who was not a nymphomaniac because she was like this frigid bitch at the beginning, turned into this nymphomaniac for like about 30 seconds when she was penetrated. And we're not even sure she was penetrated. She was something. And we don't know her name, but we think her name might be like, I don't know.
What's going on here?
I'm thinking of a name for her.
No, we're not naming her.
All right.
Do you understand the significance of this?
Basically,
George is at a bar.
Yeah.
He meets a friend who tells him about an experience he had being a fucking voyeur. And I think he's implying that he saw George in this nymphomania.
Yeah. It's a very small town, apparently.
George's heart stood still. Describe her, he said.
Uh-oh. Where are we?
The bottom of the page.
Describe her, he said.
His friend described the woman George had made love to, even to the satin dress.
He also described the canopied bed, the mirrors, everything. George's friend had paid $100 for the spectacle, but it had been... You bringing that for yourself or me?
I like a canopied bed.
Oh, I like the mirrors. George's friend had paid $100 for the spectacle, but it had been worthwhile and it had lasted for hours. Do you think that this girl was a prostitute?
I don't know, because
she was like that. This is like the precursor to porn stars.
You just go and watch these people have sex.
She's a cam girl. She's a cam girl without the camera.
She's a prostitute.
Poor George. For months he was, that's why she never asked his name. For months he was wary of women. He could not believe such perfidy. What is perfidy? Like
perfidy?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
And such play and such play acting. He became obsessed with the idea that the women who invited him to their apartments were all hiding some spectator behind a curtain.
That's
the precursor to cuckolding.
Holy fuck. George is a cuckolded. No, George.
No, George's friend was cuckolded.
Yeah.
George was inadvertently part of a cuckold.
You're telling me.
This is.
They had shitty
outrageous.
Ass sex. They had shitty sex, and then George's friend and this other rando were watching on. Why is that even part of the story?
That makes the whole thing? Oh, yeah.
Wait, do you think
that's when you
erotic?
Rang the bell.
No way. I rang the bell because of the goddamn canopy bed. I did not read it because there were ring it because there were two men just leering. Why
I like that.
I like that.
I think that's
you
fucking
think that
hot.
Goes with the females that's the arousing part of this whole story?
Yeah.
There are two guys watching?
Yeah.
What? I would have been pissed. I would have been so fucking pissed.
Why?
Are you kidding me? If my friend said, oh yeah, I watched you have sex with this girl the other day and I paid $100
for it. First of all, George, if they were friends, how did he not recognize George?
I don't know. Maybe it was too dark in there.
That's a little unclear.
He did describe
like, would you
though.
Not recognize if you saw one of the fountain boys having sex with somebody? Would you not realize
I would
was
recognize
the
him from
spitting-
their goddamn dick.
Or the way they spit water.
And by the way, he describes them as making love with an especially gifted and potent man. How does he know the potency of the man?
See, that's complimentary to George.
What, how does he know? He just happens to know he has a lot of sperm in there or something?
I think potent meant like manly.
I don't know what the fuck. All right, so that's our first story.
Oh, man, that was quite a turn of events at the end.
My mom and I read a porno. Thank you to my dad wrote a porno for inspiring us.
Yes.
Thank you to Lilo for offering these wonderful discounts when you enter promo code KarenLee15 at Lilo.com.
Yeah. By the way, if you want more information on any of these products by Lilo, just text mom us and we'll tell you all about them.
What does that mean?
I will answer them at yes text mom.
That's our phone number you're supposed to say.
That's our phone number.
You can text us or leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, if you want information on which Lilo products to choose.
All right. And, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed this. We might make this a regular segment.
Yeah,
let
us
know
like
if you
it.
Want this to be give a regular some, segment.
Give us some hearts and love if you guys are enjoying this.
Also, join us on Instagram at Sex Talk With My Mom. You'll see it live. You can see all this, the fun bell that we have, all the fucking vibrators that are over here I'm not touching.
I would like to mention.
Do you want
to
answer?
Adelbry said, I once accidentally read an 18th century erotic play and I was mind blown that it was even a thing back then. Love this. Thank you,
Adele.
Adele Bray. Bryson, this is funny. Karen's criticizing the literature. I was criticizing it in some respect. Ring-a-ling the bell, LOL. Yes, please do it again. Hilarious.
So we love when you guys comment. I hope you guys enjoyed this.
Yeah, this
and
was a lot of fun.
If you enjoyed
for us.
This, please do us a favor. Share it with a friend. That really is the only way our podcast can survive. So please share it with a friend. Tag someone. Text someone about it.
Yeah. Tweet it out
and
on
let
Twitter.
Us know your thoughts at Yes Text Mom. Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. You
don't,
wanna sing
and don't
out?
Be selfish, by the way. Just share it with people.
If you care, share.
People love to get my recommendations on shit, so I'm sure they'd like to get yours.
Okay.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the erotica from Anus Ninny. All right. It wasn't my most wonderful attempt, but it was an attempt nonetheless. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.